We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and the Manhattan Fire Department is where we get our next update from. And today we're joined by Assistant Chief of Risk Reduction, Ryan Courtwright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ryan's going to provide us some updates here on his office of what they've got going on. And let's start first with construction.
Yeah. So for listeners that aren't aware, the Risk Reduction Division Fire Department is we're charged with a wide array of duties, everything from ensuring folks mow their grass properly to investigating fires. And we also, of most note, we issue all the building permits and regulate construction activity here in Manhattan. And that's what I kind of like to focus on here first this morning. 2021 was another steady, busy year here at Risk Reduction. We're seeing some things kind of return back to some pre-pandemic, what we knew as normal back then, I guess. Of note, we've had some staff shortages that we've certainly been working through over the last probably 18 months, and we're seeing those numbers come back to adequate staffing levels. We still have one position that's open in property maintenance, but it's been nice to get those positions filled, and we've got a lot of good folks working for us, and I truly believe we've got the right people for the job. So excited for that. But in terms of construction numbers, last year in 2021, we issued 334 building permits. That's right in line with what our average was the past the previous 3 years. So kind of staying right on board with that. Valuation-wise, there's somewhat of an anomaly in these numbers. The school bond projects and how they land and what year they're permitted can drastically sway some of these valuation numbers. But in 2021, we had just shy of $89 million in valuation that was permitted. And that's about $10 million under what we would what that previous three-year average has. But again, that's been impacted by the school bond projects. If you go back to 2019 and 2018, you'll start seeing that our valuation is above some of those years and right in line with others. So again, another strong year for building construction in terms of permits. On the residential side of things, in 2021, we added just shy of 70 new living units in Manhattan. That included 66 new homes. So we're still seeing a fair amount of new home construction come through. Those 66 homes is actually above where our previous three-year average is by about 12 homes, and is actually the highest we've seen since 2018. So permitted several new homes here in the past year as well. This is probably the best time to point out, too, that these numbers don't reflect the work that we do out by agreement with Pott County out in the Blue Township area. We've permitted several new homes out there in the last year, and those numbers are staying strong out there and keeping our staff busy as well. So, But again, the new homes stronger than we'd seen in previous years in that previous three-year average. And then kind of shifting over to our non-residential or commercial permits, we permitted 18 new commercial buildings in 2021, and that's actually above what our previous three-year average has been by a couple of new buildings. So again, things are still going strong. We're rolling into 2022 with several projects that are under review and are in the process of being permitted. There's over a dozen new homes that are in that queue as well. So we're starting 2022 out pretty strong.
And I know a lot of folks have been inquiring to me, and I don't know the answer to this. We saw the demolition of the old Denny's restaurant here in Manhattan, and I've heard there's something else potentially going to be built there. Do you guys have any permits on that yet?
Yeah, so they've applied for a shell building permit that'll include two tenants. And actually the plan sets that we have reflect that being a dentist's office and a coffee shop that are going in there. But those tenant finish applications have not come through yet, but we are in the process of permitting that new building there where the Denny's was.
Okay. Well, progress there on the retail side. That's good to see. And, of course, I've noticed the Casey's is coming in down there on the south side on Fort Riley Boulevard as well. So that's probably not far away.
No, those small commercial buildings like that, they come together real quick, and we should be seeing that open to the public here in short order, I would think.
All right. as far as licensing, this is a good time of year to remind people about license renewals. I know we did that a little bit here last month as well with Darren Emery, good time to remind people.
Yeah, so we're nearing the end or nearing the deadline for renewal for our general contractors and electricians. That's who renew at the end of 2021. So we're wrapping that process up. But always want to take the chance to remind our electricians and contractors that they do need to renew their license if they haven't done so yet, to reach out to our office and we can help them through that process.
Okay, very good. Somebody is asking me a question here about the old East Side market. Do you guys have any information on what's going on over there?
Sure. We have an application for some work at that site. I'm looking through my notes here. I believe it's a landscape supply company that's going in there, and we've got an application in for the remodel of that property.
Okay, that's good to hear. Ryan, you good to take a phone call here? We got a caller with a question.
You bet.
Okay. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yes, with your threat assessment, with the fire activity we had south of Fort Riley Boulevard earlier in December, if that would have happened on the day we had the 50 to 70 mile an hour wind, do we have enough fire trucks and staff to have handled a fire to start to run out through town like that? Thank you.
Yeah, so I can comment on that to a limited extent. So that fire is actually was outside of the city limits that I believe the caller is referring to. So we were there for mutual aid, but we do have a process of callbacks that when we get large scale fires that we start calling folks back generally speaking, yes, we do have the equipment and the personnel to manage those fires, and we have other avenues for reaching out to neighboring agencies as well for support. So we saw some of that with the Hale Library fire. We had outside agencies that assisted with that as well. So that's probably the limits of what I can offer on that.
All right. We have one more caller with a question here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead. You're on In Focus. Did we lose him, Dave? Pushing buttons over there. It's sometimes we don't push the right ones here. So that was a good question, though, by Robert. Thank you for that one. We also... we'll see if we can get connected with the caller. I know a risk reduction also applies to snow removal a little bit. Can you comment on that and what people should know here as far as, you know, shoveling their walks and things like that?
You bet. So we had the snowstorm that came through over the weekend, and want to remind property owners that the maintenance of the sidewalk adjacent to your property is the responsibility of the property owner. We like to see sidewalks get cleared off. I believe ordinance gives 36 hours from the last snowfall to get sidewalks clean. Obviously, we know people have busy lives, and sometimes that's hard to get to. But I just wanted to remind listeners that we appreciate sidewalks getting cleared off in that amount of time. And don't be surprised if you do see some door hangers. We do canvas areas of town, especially some of our heavier trafficked areas, to just make sure folks are aware that sidewalk is their responsibility. So just wanted to put that plug in.
All right, very good. Ryan, I'm about out of time. I got to get to my next segment. Is there anything else we missed that you want to just get in real quick?
Real quick, I just want to let everybody know that we are in the process of going through our code adoption process that we go through every 3 years, and we'll be hot and heavy on that and hopefully get to the City Commission here in July.
All right, sounds good. Ryan, it's always good to catch up with you here, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Brandon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Gina Snyder, Downtown Manhattan, coming up next here on In Focus.